From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. Central U.S. city of Ferguson, Missouri, remained under a state of emergency Tuesday after a second night of violence marking the first anniversary of the shooting death of an unarmed black man by a white police officer. Police said they arrested about 24 protesters in the St. Louis suburb after demonstrators pelted them with rocks and bottles. "We continue to support free speech, but agitators who ignore orders to disperse risk arrest," police said in a tweet. The tumultuous scene on Ferguson streets was further complicated by the appearance of a new group, white militiamen calling themselves Oath Keepers, and wearing bulletproof vests and carrying rifles and pistols. The anti-government activist group said it was in Ferguson to protect businesses from rioters and looters. St. Louis County Police Chief John Belmar said their presence was both unnecessary and inflammatory. Investigators probing last year's downing of Malaysian Airlines flight MH17 over eastern Ukraine have found fragments that may have come from a Russian surface-to-air missile. Dutch prosecutors said in a statement Tuesday that the investigators who are conducting the criminal investigation into the crash of the Malaysian airliner are examining several parts, possibly originating from a Buk surface-to-air missile system. The prosecutor said the parts are of particular interest to the criminal investigation, as they can possibly provide more information about who was involved. Flight MH17 crashed on July 17th of last year in Ukraine's Donetsk region. All 298 people on board, most of them Dutch, were killed. This is VOA News. Iraq's parliament has unanimously approved Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi's proposed government reforms to tackle corruption and cut spending. Mr. Abadi proposed the changes on Sunday, including elimination of the largely symbolic offices of three vice presidents and three deputy prime ministers. Mr. Abadi's plan also calls for ending party and sectarian quotas when choosing officials. The government faced weeks of protests against mismanagement and a lack of services, including frequent power outages made worse by a recent heat wave. A young Mississippi couple has been arrested and charged with trying to join Islamic State militants in Syria. Mohammed Daklala, 22, and his fiancée, Jalen Young, 20, were arrested by the FBI Saturday after traveling to the Golden Triangle Airport in Columbus, Mississippi, where they were to board flights to Amsterdam en route to Istanbul. The pair was charged with conspiring and attempting to provide material support to Islamic State. An affidavit from an FBI agent says both confessed to the charges after their arrest. The two are former students at Mississippi State University. At a hearing Tuesday, a federal magistrate ordered the couple to be held without bail. China's tightly controlled currency, the yuan, saw its biggest drop in two decades Tuesday. Chinese authorities say their devaluation of the currency will make it more market-oriented. But analysts say the action also appears to be aimed at giving exporters more breathing room. VOA's Bill Ide reports.
The value of the Chinese yuan has been gradually rising for a decade, and Tuesday's fall was its biggest slide since 1994. The 1.99% slide just shy of its daily up or down limit of 2% comes just 2 days after China announced that exports had once again fallen, contracting in July more than 8% from the previous year. China is seeking to get the International Monetary Fund to add the yuan to its special drawing rights, a reserve of currencies that includes the U.S. dollar, euro, Japanese yen, and British pound. Bill Ide, VOA News, Beijing.
A Japanese power company restarted a nuclear reactor Tuesday, the first one to come back online under new safety regulations put in place following the 2011 Fukushima disaster. Kyushu Electric Power Company said it expects the reactor at its Sendai facility to be generating power by Friday and be at full capacity by next month. Japan's nuclear facilities have been shut down for 2 years to undergo safety checks. I'm Bob Doty in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.